time for Perf Bites.
What the f*** is Perf Bites? The fourth square meal of the day. Simple like Perf Bites. Waffles. Microwave ready. Blobby blah. Blobby blah. Add nutritional value to your brain.
It's time for Perf Bites with your hosts Mark Tomlinson and James Pulley.
Perf Bites.
Whatever.
Hey, it's time for Perf Bites live from STPCon, or better known as the Software Test Professionals Conference on Software Testing. Broadcasting live from beautiful New Orleans. It actually was rainy and stormy and disgusting yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah. And then today, gorgeous, beautiful outside. And I think all the streets, Bourbon Street has probably been washed clean from all of the sinful filth in this city. I shouldn't.
No, it's had 24 hours to reaccumulate.
It's had 24 hours to reaccumulate. Yeah. So, we have a small but dedicated crowd here with us broadcasting live from Ballroom B. Actually, Jean Ann's here. Hi, Jean Ann. Very good. James, how are you? How was your trip here to New Orleans?
It was fantastic, Mark. I felt every bit of my Carolina boy heritage with a bunch of liquor in the car. I felt like it was a moonshiner.
A moonshiner, yes, because you drove here.
Yes.
Yes, and you transported. You're also, you have a hashtag now on the internet. What's your new hashtag?
Cube Courier.
Cube Courier, because what you transported, we can't totally give it away, I suppose. Mike's keynote is it? Mike Lyles, our
It's been on Facebook, so we could give it away. There's a very large Rubik's Cube, so like a 2-foot square Rubik's Cube. And I had the most interesting experience of putting that in the back of my car, driving down the interstate. And I'm a pretty fast driver, but occasionally people pass me. Except on the route down, it seemed like I had large rubber bands attached to my front bumper. So people would pass me, and then it would be like, whoa, that rubber band catches them, pulls them right back where they have to look in my back seat just to confirm, yes, they did in fact see a giant Rubik's Cube.
A giant Rubik's Cube.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Did you solve the cube?
Or I did not solve the cube.
Is it easier to solve a Rubik's Cube if it's bigger?
Yes, because it's easier to use the spray paint on the sides.
You could just tag it. You could tag it with it. Okay, just a
this is the red side. This is the white side. Yeah, this is the yellow side.
Yeah. I think I actually had one of those. It was on a keychain, the original ones. But then they would break and just fall. All the pieces would fall over. That was terrible.
You can't see that in the back seat, Mark.
Yes, that was right. So, what we're going to talk about, I don't know, this show we can talk about anything. At STPCon, it's kind of an anything goes. We usually talk about what's happening at the conference, right? We had an announcement, I think, with John Stuff last year. Remember, it was something you guys had an award? Remember that last year in October?
There was something in the news.
We called you out. No, it was a lot of beer drinking. Yeah, it was something cool. Test, do you have anything really announcing? I know the performance stuff is really cool we talked about, Jessica.
We're changing our name, so there's that.
Does everyone know you're changing your name?
We announced it softly
about 4 months
ago.
Yes.
We'll be going forward. In the near future, we call
applause. Applause.
U-Test becomes applause.
Yeah. Hey. And that's not a golf clap. That's a full clap. We could do that. Okay, so it was good. So not really current news, but hey, it was sort of news to us. Yeah, we kind of missed it.
Your signage still says U-Test.
Yeah. Well, that means U-Test, not me.
I'm confused.
See, that whole dilemma goes away. With applause, it's pretty straightforward. There's no more. That's cool. So good for you. That's marvelous. But we'll talk also then about other trending topics for performance. Now, did you go to any performance sessions? You and I both have been teaching sessions, but did you go to a performance session yet?
Well, Mark, I've actually been working while I've been here.
Working? What are you? Working. Are you actually a practicing performance tester? What's the matter with you?
Sure, we'll call it practicing.
Not practicing. Yeah. I actually know what I'm doing.
Sure, we'll go with that.
That would be very good. I actually, I tuned in to, for a short bit, Seth Elliott's in the back of the room. Seth Elliott has data-driven quality. Now, Seth, at I think it was STPCon Miami, had a session about testing in production. And so you got the SOSTA message that Dan Bartow classically, I think he gave that presentation like 400 times in 1 year.
That's why he's not here.
That's why he's not here, because we burned him out.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. And then so Seth had a different spin on it, but it's actually some of the same techniques that the guys at Microsoft use, which is pretty cool. But Seth has a whole new thing about data-driven quality, which is sort of learning from the analytics of production so that you're doing more than just, I don't know, like a good performance tester, we take some phenomenological understandings of what happens in the real world and build a load test to hit a business objective of the usage of the workload of the threads. It's a radio show. You can't do visuals like that's hard.
Oh, darn. Yeah. Darn. Yeah. I'm kind of holding my finger up, just to see
James
which way the wind blows.
James licks his finger and puts it in the air.
Yeah.
There we go. But not even that sounds weird.
It does.
Yeah. So that was a good session. Did anyone else? Who else went to a performance session? Yes, Jean Ann.
Yeah.
Which one?
Yours.
Oh, you can't talk about me. It doesn't work. Just pretend it was someone else. There was a strange guy with a beard. I have never been to Dan Downing's wearing multiple hats.
He's very good.
It's a great 2-part session. Speaking of mobile stuff, look who's sitting right next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Philip Liu, how are you from XBOSoft?
Doing well.
Yes? Very good. Need a little nap. We're staying up late drinking single malt scotch, which is a necessary part of every late night SDP.
Well, it's kind of a performance group, so I've heard.
Yes. Yes, I agree it is. So I think there's an elephant sitting in the room. That really may not have anything to do with performance, but we really kicked the week of SDPCon off with this argument on stage between the software testing luminary, Dr. Kem Kaner, and our good friend Rex Black, who does two very different schools of testing. And James, one question I had was, we don't really have schools of performance testing, do we? I never think of
Well, there's a little bit of a bifurcation in the performance test and engineering practices these days. We could call it the Steve Souders adherence and everybody else.
Steve has a huge following in the web performance.
He does.
He invented it, right? Well, he and his colleagues at Yahoo.
So I'm working with a customer, and some of their employees have attended Velocity, and they are fully convinced that all performance can be found in the client.
Because they see that graph that says 85% of the performance problems can be found on the client side in the browser. But that's because of the existing past 10 or 15 years, we fixed all the bugs in the server and the network, right?
Right? Well, and it's transparent in many cases to the rest of the organization what the performance testing engineering staff is actually doing. We find issues, we fix them before it makes it to production, but we can't address structural design issues, which Souders rules are really designed to address.
Yes. Okay, so those are two schools. Are they competing schools?
In some respects, they're competing for mind share within an
account.
Whoa,
that's like an advertising marketing term. Where did you come up with that?
It's two different cults.
Two different cults.
Yes, okay. Two different cults. People who believe in servers and people who believe in clients.
I think like you've seen the most concurrent part of any system has always usually been the data sources in the back end. Older systems, right? So the real scare about load is the most concurrent load is going to hit the database. So we learned how to get performance working and scaling up and getting that working right.
No, Mark. It's very important that all of the response time can be found in the client.
It's not.
No. That's what the book I have says.
You're wrong.
Oh.
You're completely wrong. I can't believe how wrong you are. More important than your client side, whatever you're doing.
I went to the O'Reilly conference. I went to Velocity, and I heard a whole bunch of people tell me this same
thing. Fine. I went to SDPCon, and I heard about it all, and I learned about everything.
Velocity's bigger.
SDPCon is better. Okay, so we did the best at having an argument about two schools of performance testing, and it just doesn't work, does it? It doesn't.
No, because you really need to understand both the client and the server to get the maximum performance to the end user for end-to-end response time.
I think it's also because we spend a lot of time having to collaborate with everyone else in different roles, And we're kind of, instead of saying, all right, here's your component, John, we want you to go code this piece, and you're going to go kind of heads down, put the tunnel vision on, and kind of crank out some code, get in the tube, and get some coding done. And we'd rather not distract you with interdisciplinary, horizontal, and vertical information about troubleshooting and bottlenecks, right? That would be disruptive to your flow. So, and we can hand that same concept to a software tester in maybe a functional sense. They also will be like, all right, I'm going to pick up this component. I'm going to start, what else can I break in this? What else can I break on this? What's the API layer? What are the boundaries? What are all the different types of testing I could do? Or you could take a traditional approach and just say, I need a list of requirements, and then I check my requirements. And if it passes, if I have a missing requirement, I have to add that requirement, iterate, blah, blah, blah. Right?
Now, one thing that the Souders...
Performance is different.
Yeah, one thing that the Souders rules have done is it's brought the visibility and pushed it downstream a little bit into functional automation. We can now look at the client websites through the prism of Steve Souders' rules to see if the rules are being followed, even before it gets to a performance test. So in that sense, we're employing a shift left philosophy. We're moving from perf test into functional. You can even apply the rules earlier as part of the design stage if you're a real adherent to the rules.
Yeah.
And so there is a measurable benefit in that case, but the acolytes for Steve Souders haven't had as much
it's easy
presence.
For you to say.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, this is water.
Yeah.
They haven't been in place long enough to move that track far enough to the left, where all new software development is taking advantage of this optimized client from the outset.
So we can't really have a context-driven versus certified things, but we know of zombie. That'd be a zombie developer doing client-side performance, or a zombie client-side performance person has no idea where the bits and bytes came from on the back end. I don't know. I just have a browser and I consume a public API, but it still came from somewhere. Data does come from somewhere, doesn't it, James?
It does, and that's a very apt description given that we're in New Orleans to talk about zombies.
To talk about zombies?
That's
a very good point. Very good point.
And by the way, I believe we can find developer voodoo dolls at stores around the area. So, you know, if you're having trouble in your projects, please pick up a voodoo doll and the very long needles, not the short ones, the very, very long ones. Okay.
No, enough
of an editorial comment.
No, when you log a defect, you can always put a reminder that says, by the way, if you don't fix this defect, it's right through the eyeball. That's an incentive of some sort, I think. I taught a workshop, actually, tutorial this week, and the topic of the getting started early in performance, I think we had an environments discussion. Didn't we go over, like, load test environments on Monday? It came up last week on Friday. It came up in my session again. It came up in the roundtable on performance that we had this week, was that question of, all right, if I'm going to shift left, if I'm going to start pulling my performance upstream where I don't have large enough systems to do an accurate production simulation... That I agree with you. That's where the Souders rules, you could get one thread, one session to actually load really, really quickly, and you don't need to wait around for a huge system, a huge lab to be available and all this. You can start with whatever code you have, run it through some of the rules engines. I've used GTmetrix. There's the YSlow, of course. Some of it's built into Fiddler, Charles Proxy. We talked about this.
You
in
even
our,
have
other episode,
the
yeah.
Google developer tools that are applying some of the rules. Ooh. On the audit side of the house. It's right there in the browser.
Yep.
Plus, you can even examine the logs for your local web server if you're a developer doing local tests.
Full access.
And so you can examine the server side impact of a change on your front end related to the rules.
Related to the rules,
yes.
On the front end of the system. All right. So. It's a shorter format of the Perf Bytes show. Last year in October at STPCon, it was a full hour show. So, and we had beer last time, and I noticed we don't have beer this time.
That's true, but we are in New Orleans.
We're in New Orleans, so maybe people we're going to take it easy tonight. Last night, how many people have you had a hurricane since you've been here? Phil has had one. Gina, yes. Did you have one? No, I have not, and maybe later on. How many people have had? Oh, yes, everything should, yes. Okay, with
moderation. What about absinthe?
Absinthe? So Phil and I had absinthe. That was for the scavenger hunt thing. That was good.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, so we would normally go for a full hour, and then people would have one or two beers. Since it's a shorter show format, we can sort of move right into at least a... Can you do a couple of the news of the dams for us? Do you have anything ready?
I've got a couple of news of the dam stories ready.
All right, here we go. Here, you know what's coming next, don't you, James?
Yeah, I know.
Greetings, Perflights listeners. It's your old friend Satan here again, and I'm proud to introduce the news of the dam.
Somebody actually thought that maybe I was doing that laugh. I can't laugh that. Vincent Price is the only person on the planet that can actually laugh that laugh. That's classic.
And I heard that someone thought that you were the voice of Satan as well.
Of course not. I would never try to imitate his that crazy guy. But he was a totally nice guy, actually, when he came to visit the studio and do that recording. I mean, you'd think he'd be pretty evil and awful, but he was flattered. I'm so glad you asked. Nice to meet you. We went about his business. Yeah, it was great.
You didn't sign anything, did you, Mark?
No, I don't remember signing anything, but we did have some single malt scotch. It was fine.
You didn't ask for a favor?
No favor. Didn't ask for a favor, but okay. It was fine. Yeah. So what do you have? News of the Damned. A couple of anything interesting?
Yes. Got a couple of very interesting stories. And we begin with conscious uncoupling.
What?
Conscious uncoupling.
Conscious uncoupling.
Gwyneth Paltrow and her husband Chris Martin are splitting.
Yes. He's a musician, right?
Yes, or something. He's Mr. Gwyneth Paltrow.
He's a Coldplay guy, right?
Yes.
Huge, totally famous. They have that song that says in the middle of it, like that, just for rhythmic purposes, they call it Roman Catholic choirs, right? Roman Catholic choirs is in the middle of that song, I think. What's the difference between a Catholic choir and a Roman Catholic choir, James?
Geography?
Probably geography. You needed it for the song, so it's thrown in there.
Okay. We'll go with that.
I'm just nitpicking, you know, lyricism.
So anyway, the term I'm using, conscious uncoupling, comes from Gwyneth Paltrow's website. That is the website that was up before her two or three or four fans all got together and attacked it at the same time.
She has a lot more than two or three or four fans. Went conscious uncoupling. Any celebrity breakup news is going to crash a website.
Yes, and of course her website is aptly named Goop.
What the heck is Goop?
It's her website.
Gwyneth something something Pete. What? Does anyone have a guess? What a Goop stand? I thought that was a shoe goo is the thing you do on your... You get the little tube of shoe goo for your shoe?
Yeah, I think it has something to do with her obsession with really complicated recipes that only she can produce with ingredients that are only available to super wealthy individuals.
That could be. What is Gwyneth Paltrow doing with her own website? Because couldn't you just be a celebrity and just have a Twitter account and a Facebook page and that's it? You don't need your own... What? Seriously, you put your photos up there? Do celebrities need resumes? Like, Gwyneth Paltrow LinkedIn page. Just listing. That's IMDb is LinkedIn for celebrities. So did... I'm sorry, I'm on a rant.
Well, hey, I fully understand. I try to avoid this individual as much as possible.
Yes.
We run into each other in airports. It's very awkward.
I'm sure.
Here we have an example of a very planned event.
Yeah.
A news release. We're going to consciously uncouple.
And they knew deliberately
when it was going to occur. They could have planned appropriately for this. Maybe Gwyneth didn't understand her fan base was as large as it is. Somehow I think that it probably wasn't that. Maybe she assumed that she had the perfect server to handle the perfect load.
But it's static content. You don't have to dynamically interact with Gwyneth's page. Oh, I'm going to change my GwynethPaltrow.com, goop.com account profile because now I'm going to dislike this and change my... I'm done. I'm going to... Yeah. What? There's no dynamic app. There's no Goop app.
Well, there may be, but I did not feel compelled to actually go and look at the website to see if it was dynamic enough.
But wait a minute. Here's the flip side. She's available. He's available. The real traffic load is not just people who want the news. It's people who are looking for their next They want to get some goop, if you know what I'm talking about. They want to get in on the goop.
No, I think it's more of the train wreck crowd.
Okay. All right. I know about train wrecks.
Yeah, it's kind of like, hey, excuse me, officer, can you bring the body over here? I'd like to just, you know, poke at it, see how dead it is, you know, before I move on.
Gawker. Gawker, slow down.
Yeah.
Maybe the G in like goop is Gawker.
It could be.
I have
could
no
be.
Idea. That'd be fine. All right. So and let's just say officially, maybe for a moment, so sorry to you, Gwyneth, and what's it? What the heck's the guy's name? Chris
and Martin? And congratulations to Chris Martin.
Okay, no opinion there.
No, not at all. Problem. Not at all.
Not a big fan.
Not a fan.
Contagion was the movie she was in. It's my favorite Gwyneth Paltrow movie because she has a seizure and dies on the floor. I thought it was incredibly well acted. Matt Damon did a marvelous job acting like
he cared. Yeah.
But then their son dies in the movie. Everyone, and Kate Winslet dies. They all end up... Sorry, I'll shut up. Contagion. Great movie.
Now she was also cheating on Matt Damon in that film.
Yeah, so she should die, right? Yeah. Come on. Typhoid Gwyneth. Goop. Typhoid goop op. Gap.
Sure.
Gap. Okay, what else?
We'll go with that.
Go ahead.
So next up is an entirely predictable website failure from India.
India.
SpiceJet crashes its own website by slashing fares to 1 rupee.
Oh, now is this another one of those data accidental issues? Is this a functional bug that ends up causing?
No. This was an actual price war. So
really?
For a short period of time, they reduced fares to 1 rupee.
Yep.
And amazingly, it generated a large volume of requests to their website to purchase said tickets.
Now, we had a retailer that had, you know, always had the accidental, oops, something in the product catalog goofed up and the quantity or the price went down. And so,
sure.
You know, that's accidental or it's a bug.
Yeah,
That's crazy.
Yeah, you've had the accidental $10 laptops and things of that nature that have occurred. But this was an intentional item.
For price
and point. So how do we treat customers who intentionally crash their own website?
Well, they intentionally created a tremendous amount of traffic. And with a name like SpiceJet, it's kind of insulting, isn't it?
No, it's kind of racist. This is not the official jet of the Spice Girls.
Or is it like from Dune? Like if you get on the plane and you get the Spice, the Baron. The Baron owns this, right?
Sure.
And then,
okay.
Yeah, and then Sting shows up and he's floating around. And sorry, anyway, Dune fans out there. Spice Jet. Or it's, who's the Spice Girls? Right? It could be the Spice Girls. Sorry. I was a Spice Girls fan. They were good. Good song. Great production, actually, on their album.
I learned something about Mark on every show wish I did not
know. Yeah, that's right.
I think the Spice Girls fan, that's the show.
So who are we saying is in trouble for this one? We always put it on the marketing department who came up with this crazy scheme of a 1 ruble thing and didn't call up the ops guy.
That is...
by the way... We're going to be insane people on the website on Friday.
Exactly. And this is one of those decisions which actually works against the company. So you're in a competitive situation where you have competitors in the market. The cost of switching is low, and it doesn't matter how low your fare is if nobody can get to your site and actually purchase it.
Right.
So you go to your competitor's site and you buy the more expensive fare, which maybe is 8 rupees or something like that, and you're actually able to travel, and the other company's able to recognize the revenue.
Yes.
We do see this example quite often, a marketing event that causes this, and I mean, it's really embarrassing. They should be prepared for this. This is a known time when this is going to occur, kind of like the conscious uncoupling in this case.
Yes.
And they could have made plans to expand their capacity for a short period of time.
Sure. So if you don't do load testing, you would throw something elastic at this issue, something that could expand the web tier, it's a dynamic app. If they're actually doing sales, they have data in, committed, orders, they've got a whole probably checkout routine. So it is a dynamic app. You would need elasticity on the web server, elasticity on the app server to handle that kind of spike. If you are doing load testing, but you're not testing a spike test, you need a spike test. We did spike tests at the, you know, our friends in Beaverton.
That's true.
Who had just frenetic, crazy fanaticism about shoes on the web and selling them, then they would have this boom, crazy spike. So to the load testers at SpiceJet, put down the spice and start doing some spike test load testing at 2x or 3x of your traffic in 10 minutes.
Testing to 50,000 users in a one-minute period is doable. Testing to 100,000 users in a one-minute period.
And that's...
Or even in a 10-second period.
Sure. Why do you think cloud testing and generating load from the cloud has become so amazingly popular?
You know who we're missing...
Spike tests are perfect for
You know
this.
Who we're missing in this discussion?
Who? Which one? Brad Johnson?
I was thinking Brad.
He was at the first... He was at SGPCon in San Diego. And
yeah.
he made some announcements and stuff, but we're going to see him later at the old Absinthe House.
Yeah, so we may have to get a comment from him.
That's fine.
Regarding this.
We'll record it separately. That would be fine.
Yeah.
So Gwyneth Paltrow, Goop, and SpiceJet join the news of the day. By the way, we're just getting going in our first quarter. Who do you think's at the head of the line, the leaderboard for the news of the dam so far this year?
Well, I have to say, it's the one we shall not mention.
It's still because we're still filtering out the healthcare website that will not be mentioned, right?
It's not the
website formerly known as something we can't.
Yeah,
say
the website formerly known as healthcare.gov.
Just to bring light to it, how many stories do you filter out? Because it's still the number one conversation.
I get about 20 a day.
That's crazy.
And it's not just on the federal website. It's on
Little Exchange, the state
Maryland,
exchanges.
Florida, Ohio, Illinois, California, New Mexico, Arizona. It's all over the country that you have these projects which have not been performance tested clearly. And with the close of the enrollment period in the last couple of weeks, the stories have just been phenomenal. And then, of course, with changes in management at both the state and the federal level, you have new stories that come out that go deeper into what has occurred.
So the point being, the reason that we don't talk about this is because it'll just dominate the news of the dam 100%
just
for the next
volume
year and a half.
Is hideous. Now, there is a gentleman, Mark McWinney, who is joining the California Exchange in a performance engineering role.
Is he really?
Yes.
We should have him on the show.
Mark McWinney is the gentleman who founded the LoadRunner Yahoo Groups.
Yeah,
the Advanced LoadRunner Yahoo Groups. Yeah. So he's been in the industry quite a long time.
We've never had him on the show. He's been on tweeting and he's been
He's one of the authors of the CMMI as well.
Yeah.
So he's a really interesting guy.
So in to some extent he could share with us in the future, but we can't talk about it anymore. We have to stop talking about it.
Yeah. So our person of the year so far is going to be the same one.
Going to be the same one so far, unless the UK catches up with ticket sales.
True, but we can't pin that on one individual organization.
I know. All right. So baby
George.
Or
we could go back to Joanne Rohrbach and
Prancer Size. Don't do it.
Don't.
I'm ready. Okay, so in the SGPCon tradition, and we've had some more folks come and join us here, so thank you. This is great. We always have sort of a statement from folks about what they like about the show, and we give away a pair of shoes. James, show them off your shoes there, your beautiful shoes, those of you that aren't aware. I have them on my business card if I gave you a business card. Don't look at James's body. It's just the shoes, James. Just the shoes. Right? Okay. Of course, mine as well. There you go. So it's a lovely pair of shoes that say Perf Bites on the heel. Custom Nike Converse All-Stars Chuck Taylors. They're actually really wonderful shoes. You might want an insole if you have a high arch. You know, Converse doesn't really have a high arch. So if you're a runner, you'll have to do that. But we're going to have to take some what's the one thing you've learned at STPCon so far as our opener question around the room. Phil, what have you learned? Come on, just speak up.
Come on up.
That's all right. We're gonna maybe put you right on James's mic here. Well, James will take some steps there. There you go. This is Phil. Phil, you can share your name if you wish.
All right, I'm Phil.
Yes.
And so my background is in performance.
Yes.
And what I've liked most about the session is to get the real relative information that I can take back to my team.
Which piece of information so far has been the best?
your information in terms of performance analysis and remediation.
Okay.
The area around being able to synthesize the results.
Did you ever use the word synthesize before Monday?
No.
No, but now you do. Yeah. Okay, that's pretty good. I can't vote for myself, though, in that way, so I have to be impartial.
Vocabulary expansion.
Okay, right. Phil, thank you very much. Who else would like to share their experience this week? Phil,
right.
That's great.
We're
considering you're now in the hat.
All right.
Well, we need somebody else who would like to share their experience at STPCon. Come forth. Rebecca, come right up here. This is Becky. Not fair. Becky's also a performance person, as you would imagine, at STPCon. But, yes, go ahead. Hi.
Hi, so I'm Becky, and also... same workshop, the performance workshop that you gave on Monday.
Yes.
Escalation channels. After you find a performance issue and there's remediation, first you need to escalate it. You talked in depth on how to do that and get that to the right stakeholders.
Sure.
And I needed that information.
That's awesome. Awesome. Okay, escalation from the same workshop. That was awesome. I'm going to walk out of here with a huge ego.
Mark, I feel bad that I didn't go to your workshop.
No. Everyone should go to my workshop. That's right. Lorinda from Smart Bear actually said, I wish I had taken this class 20 years ago. And then I thought to myself, I guess I was doing performance testing 20 years ago. But
you were crashing trains.
I was crashing trains functionally together. It was a temporal aspect of that. All right, who else would like to share their STPCon experience? Jeannanne? Come on, Jeannanne, because this is you could get shoes. You wanted shoes in October.
I did.
You were close.
I did. Okay.
All right, Jeannanne.
Well, I'm going to play a little funny thing here.
Yes.
I'm Jeannanne Harrison.
Yes.
And I'm not a performance tester, although I am fascinated with the subject.
Yes.
I am going to mention Mr. Montgomery's...
John Montgomery, right?
Yes,
here, from Applause.
Yes, from Applause.
The company formerly called U-Test.
U-Test,
even though
yes.
people will still be U-Test.
And he made a statement that, well, I've kind of talked about, but I like the way he said it.
Okay.
And that is... really about product quality. It's you want to think about brand quality. So when it comes to mobile in particular,
yes.
it has to be very quick, and as we all know. And so companies need to stop focusing on product quality and put some thought into brand quality. And that's very true.
And understand the relationship connected yes. between the two.
Yes.
Very good. Okay. Shout out to John. Props, man. Way to go.
So Mark, we're exactly the opposite. We focus on brand quality to the exclusion of quality in any other area.
Why?
For Perfites.
Oh, yeah. We're heavily branded marketing geniuses, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just can't get away from talking about Perfites. Actually, it's funny. Rich Hand always throws it in at times when it has nothing to do with performance. I'm like, why did you put... Rich, that has nothing. Oh, I just thought you liked it. I just thought you liked it. That's pretty cool. I'm like, no, I have a Twitter handle. Just put me on it or put you on it. It doesn't mean anything. It's very funny. All right. Anyone else? We've got three entrants. This is a lovely pair of shoes. John Montgomery, yourself, you've got a vote. So you're gonna throw a vote out.
I'm going to pass it forward a little bit.
All right.
I found out that Seth is wickedly funny and sarcastic in his tweets.
Oh, yes.
And apparently Google, Microsoft, and the like don't give... rat's ass about what we have to say about schools of thought, which I thought was brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant tweets.
And
who knew Seth had
Amazon
it
in
him?
There?
Yeah,
and
who knew Seth had it in him?
Yes, exactly. Seth Elliott. Shout out to Seth Elliott for a tweet is the best thing that comes out of STPCon, which is great. This conference is live on Twitter,
yes.
and it always has been. So that was great. John, thank you. That's a nice one. Phil, you want to make a comment on anything exciting you've learned this week?
I just learned a new term just a few minutes ago.
Did you?
How the... the conscious uncoupling can not only can that apply to performance testing, but it can apply to life as well as automated testing and programming in general. And I thought that was really cool.
But you might crash your app if your conscious uncoupling is
or
very
you could
popular.
Be so. Unconscious coupling.
Okay,
yeah.
But I think you're in New Orleans, and that could be scary.
Yeah.
You know, Las Vegas might be one worse
right.
than that. But yeah, just to, did you have a hurricane? You had absinthe.
Yes, so you increased my vocabulary.
I increased your vocabulary.
You.
Very good. All right, now James, here comes the hard part. You and I need to decide, and I'm going to let you decide on this. Usually, we let the sexy Irish voice of Perf Bites decide, but I'm impartial because I kind of have two things that Becky and Phil sort of voted for. because you got John in the room. So you need to make a call now as to who's going to get the shoes. Which was the best thing? Synthesis, escalation, brand quality and product quality matching. Twitter, Seth Elliott in the Twitterverse, basically calling out who gives a rat's whatever about, and Phil's unconscious coupling.
Wow. I'm feeling the pressure.
Yeah. What do you think?
Why didn't we have tickets so we could do what we did?
Because we'd have to build a website, and then a ticket website crashes always. We'll run it. We'll host it in Australia.
Good point.
Yeah,
good
don't
point.
Do that. Don't go down that path.
Can I do two or just one?
We could do. What's the toss up? Let's describe the toss up, and then we'll let everyone vote if there's two.
Escalation and conscious uncoupling.
Escalation and conscious uncoupling. You want to do two pairs?
I'm up for it if you're up for it.
I'm up for it. Hey, it'd be the first time. Maybe from now on, and we get two. So, but if which one's really the winner and who's the runner up? Come on now. Or they really? I agree. Both those are pretty harsh. This one's escalation's really important. That one's really funny.
Yeah. That's why I'm so torn.
It was not funny. It really applies to
many things. It did, but.
The author of that term is really not a good philosopher to follow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right, James, make the call.
I say we're doing two pair.
Escalation. Becky, congratulations. Big shout out. And Phil.
Woo-hoo!
Right on. So we will gather your information about your shoe size, and we can if you want to try it on that, and we'll order these and have them sent to you very much as well. And that I think we're about to wrap up. Any last thoughts on as we leave the podcast for this is our third live STPCon broadcast of Perf Bites.
You know, we usually have a more international audience. Our first live show, we had individuals from Russia.
And, Andy Grabner was there as well from CompuWare, Dynatrace genius that he is.
Yep.
So he's originally from Austria.
Now he's forced to live in Detroit.
Poor guy. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say thanks to obviously all the supporters of STPCon and UTest for being a fantastic sponsor. UTest, applause UTest. Applause to UTest. Yes, exactly. And and XBO Soft, Phil, thank you for your support as well. There's also been the 42nd floor scotch tastings late into the evenings, which, as I understand, got a little out of hand last night. Wasn't too crazy, was it?
I don't remember much, Mark.
You don't remember much, no. Poor guy. That's right. But we did have some newcomers to scotch tasting, which is becoming, and again, it's tasting. It's not drinking. You don't gulp, right?
Why is it, Mark, that if I put in STPCon on a Twitter feed, I get all of these images of scotch drinking that go back 3 and 4 years?
3 years worth of scotch drinking history. It literally, the photos, everything that gets tweeted and photoed the most, pictured, yeah, it's all scotch bottles. And then we can go back and say, oh, I remember we emptied that bottle. That was really good. I got to get another bottle of that. A shout out to the listenership. If you've never been able to come to an STPCon, it's still a wonderful organization for supporting performance in particular. We get our own very separate track. We go pretty deep in all the subjects. You can get performance leadership. I did one on performance leadership strategies and stuff this week. So, and tutorials on performance is still, we invite everyone as usual to come join us. And there will be one in the fall, I think is November in Denver, Colorado.
Yes.
So
So plan on attending STP Fall 2014 in Colorado. It's going to be a blast.
We'll probably end up giving away another two pair of shoes.
Well, we've set the precedent.
And maybe we'll get T-shirts printed enough, and anyone who comes to the actual Perf Bites show broadcast, we'll give them all Perf Bites T-shirts.
Those 3XLs do fit awkwardly on some people.
On some people, yeah. The 3XLs, yeah. Yes, exactly. Okay. James, here comes the part in the show where we just kind of talk about, is this going to go? It's going, right? There we go. Yeah. So thank you again, everyone, for listening to another episode of the Perf Bites podcast.
And, of course, live from SDPCon, the audience, thank you for attending and taking time out of the crazy Bourbon Street crawl. We'll see you at the old Absinthe House later on, please. It'll be very fun. And, James, anyone you want to shout out thanks to?
I always like to thank my mother because I know she is at least one person that's tuning in addition to our live audience members here, and I always appreciate that.
Yes, that's very good.
And, of course, and she always tells me I do a good job, and I know she lies, and I appreciate that.
That's fine. So thank you to James's mom, as usual. I give a shout-out to the sexy Irish voice of Perf Bites, better known as my wife, Martha, who does the voiceovers and the intro. Some people don't know that. I'm coming home after SDPCon for the first time in a very long time, so I'm very happy about that, and that'll be very exciting. Who's powering the show today?
Mark, today's show is powered by Quantum Foam.
Quantum Foam. This is the second time we are powered by Quantum Foam.
Yeah.
And I still don't know what it is and whether it's here or there or everywhere.
I don't know either.
I don't know either, but that's quantum foam. And a reminder to everyone that all the content of the Perf Bites episode is protected and copywritten in the same way that you would put a pair of shoes and then tie double knots on the shoe to make sure that it doesn't come untied, which is a tip for our two winners, Becky and Phil, because these things come untied all the time. So just do a double knot, my wife says, Mark, why don't you just double knot your shoes? So that's the metaphor I'll shut up. That's fine.
Yeah, and the shoes have razor blades in the tip, you know, to protect people from coming and stealing our content as well.
But, yes. Yeah. Very good. That'd be excellent. The show is sponsored by Flood.io, which we didn't really have an intro on the show for Flood.io. They are the formal sponsor of the show, and we thank them very much for their contribution so that we can get on the air and talk about goofy things and have fun, but then also share a little super knowledge in the performance world.
And thank STPCon for allowing us use of a conference room to carry on this insanity live at their show.
That's exactly. That'd be right. You can always follow Perf Bites, of course, on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and iHeartRadio and TuneIn and iTunes and what's the other one? Stitcher. And you can always go to the website at www.perfbites.com and listen to the show. Some of you might be doing that live right now. And let's see, what else? You just go to the iTunes store and click subscribe. You go to Stitcher, iHeartRadio. We're iHeartRadio now, which is pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
That'd be very good.
And of course, at the conclusion of the show, everyone should join us at the old Absinthe House on Bourbon Street.
That's where we're headed. Coming up in the future episodes, we have a couple of... I met some folks here. We're going to do some interviews and have them on the show talking about performance. We're going to have Seth actually join us on the show episode talking about testing data-driven quality in a performance context specifically. And then, of course, this summer, at the 4th of July, we have the annual Perf Bites barbecue in Monroe, North Carolina at your house.
And if you haven't RSVP'd, please do so. I have to know how much pig to produce.
Yes, we're actually going to do a barbecue. So if you're looking for something, 4th of July is tough. It's a big family time or whatever. But, you know, if you don't have a family, we're your family. We're your family. If you're a performance tester and you're stuck in the lab doing testing, just bust out and come to Monroe, North Carolina with your performance family in Perf Bites.
I've got a great pipe to the house. You can remote desktop in and have pig with the rest of us.
You have fiber in your house. Fiber channel, right?
No, not quite.
But that'd be good. That would be nice. All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening to Perf Bites. Thank you, live from New Orleans.
Everybody say hi.
Woohoo!